All right, we are back here at R&RV, and we are, is it exactly 8 o'clock? Oh, no, we have like just a few seconds left. If you text right now, food to 509-441-0999, you can get Northern Quest Resort and Casino to match.
Well, technically, it's 509.
What'd I say?
You 50. O is the letter.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's 509.
That's a good point.
Yeah, it is.
It's the kind of point that you can make that could have Jay kill you.
Yep.
Well, then I'm going to have to go with this. Then he's going to have to, you know, he's going to have to take it up with Doc G because Doc G's the one that sent it to me.
Yeah.
Well, it feels different coming from him.
Yeah, thanks to Penny. Penny donated. She called, or she didn't call. She texted 509-441-0999.
Thank you, Penny.
And some other people I see on here who I don't have your name. Sorry. It doesn't mean we don't love you. Just don't have your name attached to your text, and we thank you. And you just text food to that number, 509-441-0999. And then we'll send you back a link. Click on that link, and you can do the one time. You can do the monthly. Mm-hmm. You can do all those things, whichever you want to do. Whatever you're feeling.
Whatever. Right on.
You know what?
Whatever
and honestly,
makes you feel good.
I'm glad you said that. I was just going to say that because, Bruce, it feels good to donate. You did it on behalf of the VFW.
Yes, I did.
It feels nice, right?
It feels great.
It's weird how it feels good.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know if it's weird or not, but it's one of those things where you go, okay, I'm helping somebody in my own community who really needs, you know, maybe a hand right now.
Well, it's something, too, like we talked about it time and time again, which is, the fix is so easy. People are
hungry. It really
hungry.
Is. Yeah.
We give them food.
Right.
Problem solved.
Exactly.
And that's what we love.
Exactly.
That is absolutely what we love.
And your hands are warm. Oh, my gosh. That's crazy. That's the warmest skin I've ever felt. Look at that. Feel her hand, Kevin. Sure. Let's just all grab her hand. That's not awkward.
Yeah, those are nice. Those are nice.
No school?
No school.
Really? Which district?
Oh, yeah. District 81.
81's got no... Is this a...
Such an idiot.
Learn how to teach better day or whatever they call it?
Yes.
LID? What do they call it?
In-service day.
In-service day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I should have brought that up. I didn't even think about it,
Jay.
Way to go,
Kevin. Thank you. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Yeah, because my granddaughter didn't have school today, and so...
9 miles the same as well.
They just...
Wow.
They just drove to Arizona.
I mean...
How come we're here then?
Yeah, really.
You guys need all the learning you can get.
So, you said it feels good, right, to donate money?
It really does.
So then, after you get done, you go, it feels so good.
I have a question.
It would now.
What feels better, Jay? Do you think donating food feels better? Or do you think, move your hand, do you think this feels better? When I stick my finger in one of the holes in your jeans.
Okay, well, look at that
Which
look. That's a look, you guys.
So the next person that texts food to 509-441-0999 will answer that question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to go with donating.
Donating feels better. I bet it does. But would you say that felt pretty
let's
nice?
Let's go.
Bruce, enough with the getting up thing.
Bruce, if he does that one more time, reach over and slap him.
I have a knife.
Did he say that?
Target practice. Also, thanks to Troy from Tomato Street for stopping by and making a donation as well.
Tomato Street, we love you guys.
We call
so
them T Street because we're close.
It will always be so near and dear to our hearts.
Absolutely.
It really was the bulk of like the greatest years of the food drive.
Kevin,
right?
Let's say it out loud. We're going to say how many years we were in the Tomato Street parking lot. Ready? 3, 2, 1, 8.
Well, I don't know.
It's funny. We just both, neither one of us really know.
Yeah,
although
don't.
He's a lot more likely to have the right answer.
That's a great. I don't know, Jay. I don't know.
How many years we've been here? Ready? 3, 2, 1, 8.
I want to
You're
say
supposed
seven.
To say a number.
Seven.
Instead of I'm supposed to think I want to say.
I'm going to say at least
How many
seven.
Years we were at Riverfront Park? Ready? 1, 2, 3, 5.
Three.
What'd you say?
Three.
Oh.
Four? I got four.
How many years were we at the Valley Mall? 1, 2, 3, 1. Thank God.
How many were we at the station parking lot?
1, 2, 3, 1. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How many were we at Yokes on Foothills?
3, 2, 1, 1.
I wasn't there most of the day. I was just,
Cameron was busy throwing up.
Throwing up and had to go home.
Oh. I mean, you didn't have to.
Well, you know, was encouraged. I kept trying to tough through it, and you were like, encouraged. Dude. Go home. Nobody wants you here.
That was my most gratifying moment.
I know when I felt bad because that was the year that we did a one-day food drive.
And it was like, one or two.
Okay, well, maybe it was two, a Friday, maybe. Saturday. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was the Saturday of the.
Kevin shows up and starts throwing up. I'm like, you know, man, love you. Get out. Please leave.
Was it at the Spokane Valley Mall where you guys were fenced in and you stayed there the whole entire time?
Correct. Locked up for hunger.
Yes.
That is right. We did stay there the whole time. We could never get out.
And you lost your glasses,
except for when we got out.
Yeah. What a promo that would be.
Yeah, yeah. It was really lengthy. Not as catchy a name.
Yeah. So then we never get out until they get out.
They can't get out unless no one's looking.
Yeah, that was kind of the thing where we were, the food drive had kind of hit a lull where it was just like, man, we're not getting any more donations. It was just sort of a bummer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we were like, well, let's do some sort of stunt that will maybe get people motivated again. And then the weather really...
Oh, it took a dump.
It really made it work because it was terrible weather. And so the TV stations all wanted to come out and be like, look at these idiots in the parking lot.
Yeah.
In tents. And oh, man. Yeah, yeah. And it was cold.
Oh, it was miserable.
It was good. It got the food drive to a next level.
It was so good we only did it once.
We did it once.
Yeah.
And then... Boy, right after that, we might have moved to Tomato Street.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, for sure. Thanks to the... Ooh, let me double check. Since 8 o'clock, which means a BECU match. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And then we've had a couple of people ask if we need breakfast, and the answer to that is no, thank you. God bless you for asking. But
yeah,
the fine folks at R&R have taken care of us on that, so thank you for that. I mean, very nice for people to want to be able to take care of us, but they did that here with just a bunch of food. So thanks to those eight people who also have now text the word food to 509-441-0999 and got the link back. Thank you, Steve. Thanks to Aaron for donating her $25. Thank you to Penny and to Marlene, who are the last ones that I have names. Oh, and Heidi and Kelly. Okay, there we go. Sorry.
I have something to say.
They just keep popping up, man. They just keep coming up.
Hey, dude.
Go,
you
get them.
You can interrupt all day long with the names of people donating because it makes me very, very happy.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Different look on your face, though.
He's trying to get me to shut up?
Yeah.
Well, no, I kept trying to talk, and then it was like, oh, I don't want to talk over Jay talking about
the things
that are
important. No, that's
how you get in trouble. Yes.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so how you get the look.
I have a question, and that's a little... it's not about the food drive right now, but I'm just curious. Is this food where we text food to 509-441-0999?
Yes, sir.
Is that something through the station that we did?
Yeah.
Like, we'll still have that ability to use.
Correct.
So, like, maybe after the food drive's done in a couple weeks or whatever, people could text food, and we could text them back a link to our order.
I see what you're doing.
Oh, that's solid.
I mean, I can
kind of like an Uber.
I can set up the link to go anywhere if I really want to.
Wouldn't that be something?
So, in other words, you want like Chris, who's been, you know, who is the guy who did the Uber Eats?
Oh yeah,
he does DoorDash. DoorDash,
Chris.
Yeah. Sorry, Chris. Yeah, DoorDash Chris.
He did bring us something yesterday that I had never had.
Where is Donardi's?
Donardi's. I was very happy to try Donardi's.
You guys had Donardi's pizza yet?
No.
Oh, my.
Is it good?
New York style, baby. And it's right
big
there
slices?
On the Gonzaga campus. It was good. Yeah, it was good.
You know what I'm talking about? That slice, Bruce, the slice of pizza, the big New York slices.
Yes.
You ever had those?
No.
Your little hands couldn't handle it.
Either a small slice.
Yeah.
You'd have to cut the big slice.
It would look like a raccoon eating a watermelon.
Raccoon eating a watermelon.
Just too much. And just hands everywhere and just all over your face. I don't know if that's a good analogy.
That was a good one, though. The visual is funny.
Trying to visualize it.
No, I got that immediately.
Sorry, Bruce.
Because the watermelon and the raccoon are about the same size.
Yeah, exactly. And it would just be messy and just red everywhere. So, all right, well, stop by and see us. We're here at R&R RV.
More people.
Last day, everybody. Come get us.
Let's go.
The 29th annual Jay and Kevin Food Drive on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Brought to you in part by Northern Quest Resort and Casino and BECU. Now, live from R&R RV, 525 East Francis, here are Jay and Kevin.
3 weeks.
All right, yeah, we are back here live at R&R RV. It is the last day of the 29th annual Jay and Kevin Food Drive. And I do love the food drive for a lot of reasons, but I do love the fact that we get to see people we haven't seen for a while.
Yes, it's always fun.
It's always great because you get to see all the people who seem to care the most. Give yourselves a round of applause for that.
Yeah, they're the best.
It really is, actually. Nice hype job over there, Steve. Monty's like giving him the look.
He doesn't like that. Okay.
Steve, we're going to introduce you to some people.
Yes,
so that
Steve.
You need to know these people because they're very important.
All right, I'm going to sit down now.
That's Ray and Lori. They come every year at the end of the food drive, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they hang out, they help out, they do whatever. They're awesome, okay?
Yep.
It's like a yearly tradition.
13 years.
Yeah,
13
we were
chatting years. About 13 that. Years. That was great.
So you already know that. Do you know
that,
this guy over here?
I have not met him yet.
That's,
hi there.
That's Dan the Man.
Dan the Man.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
That is
nice
Dan, you, Dan. His last, listen to his last name.
Zimmer, you said?
Dan
Zimmerer.
Zimmerer.
Too many R's, Gavin.
That's how I
say ER at the end there? Two E's.
Two E's, yeah.
Okay. Zimmerer.
Yeah. Right, something like that.
He loves it when I do.
Does
that.
He though?
I think does he though?
I mean,
Dan, you're not wearing a suit today. You don't look like an official.
Friday. Oh, it's casual Friday. Casual. Oh, I like that. That's a good idea.
And are you the boss, or do you get to determine that?
Maybe. Yeah. That's good determining on your part.
Casual Friday. People love that.
I saw the news story this morning. How they were talking about that suits in general. They're going to start. The fashion will now be that they're a little more loose for men. Because, you know, that whole, everybody was trying to do that super
tight
thing.
Tight where, suit
oh, it looks so great. This is so uncomfortable that nobody liked them.
Right.
So I was like, well, that's not really a trend that I involved myself in. And now I don't have to because it's going away. Skinny suits is a bad idea. All in general.
Mine.
You hated your skinny suit?
I hated mine. Suit that I never
Your skinny suit.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, it looks good. Yeah, it looks good on, like, a very small
5% of people.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's like, yeah, that looks really cool.
So good news,
him.
Dan. We don't have to worry about that anymore, as if we were concerned in the first place. Right.
Right on. Right on. Dan, where do you, what properties do you run now?
Ruby Hospitality.
Ruby Hospitality, okay.
Which includes the...
He's like, no, don't put that in the
Six
hotels.
Six
hotels.
Oh, my God. Holy smokes, dude. Okay.
Awesome. Wow. There it is.
How long have we known you, Dan?
So I've got
The whole time, I feel like.
A long time.
Yeah. That's crazy.
All the time.
Well, good for you, buddy. That's awesome. Congrats on that. That's very cool. Dan's amazing.
I got to see Dan a couple weeks ago, which was kind of weird because it was that thing where I'm pretty sure I've seen your girls before, but they were young, you know?
Sure.
And they're not young now. they're not young now. I noticed they were old enough to have drinks with dad.
It's always weird.
And to dance. He was at one of the weddings I
DJed.
Yeah. And so it was great because I was looking through videos the other day and I saw a video of you dancing.
There's not many of those.
No. So if I need to send it to you, let me know.
That's awesome. That is great. Well, thanks. Good to see you again, buddy. Appreciate it.
Yeah, always
appreciate you.
Good work here, guys.
Thank you, bud.
Thank you, man.
Yeah. Thank you to Lindsay. She came by. She's one of our spam ambassadors. She's going to take spam
she's
to Hong
gonna
Kong.
She's going
to
be, yeah.
Yeah, she's going to take spam to Hong Kong. She seemed excited about that.
She was.
And she made a donation. Thank you, Lindsay. We appreciate that. That's matched by BECU. So is Dan's, by the way. And Matt. Matt came by. He also brought us some tea, right?
Yes.
See, Matt's awesome.
He says he
brings us tea every year.
Yeah,
it's that chai tea.
Yeah. Oh, man, Kevin. It's too bad he didn't bring any for you.
I know.
He said I could steal it if I wanted to, but then I was like, oh, we should come over here. And
it smells so good.
Does it?
Oh, man, you can smell it through the package. Mounty, with that nose, can't you smell it from here?
Nope, not quite. There's a little breeze.
Love you, brother.
Oh, that does smell good.
It smells really, really good, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
I'm sorry, what did you get?
Never mind. Yeah, right. Give it to Rooster.
Pass it around.
Give it a little sniff.
So what is it? He and his wife own that company? Is that the deal?
I believe that's correct.
That
yes.
Bruce, that's what he Bruce said. Actually has a very surprised look on his face. He's like, oh.
Doesn't that smell good, Bruce?
It does. Yeah. I'm amazed.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Oh, that is nice.
Chai tea.
It's one of my favorite flavors in the whole world.
Chai tea is not like your regular tea.
It's really good.
It's a different thing. Hmm.
And you know, it's not just simply tea that they intend to share. It's love.
It's good reading, Kevin. Yeah. Very nicely done off the packaging.
You know why? I will say this about chai tea. You know why it tastes good?
Because it is.
This is going to be a hot take.
Yeah, yeah.
There's so many things, but I was looking at the ingredients.
Uh-huh.
And this is what I remember about chai tea. Sugar.
Okay. It's also his nickname.
Well, right. But we don't want to use it here at the food drive. So BECU match hour. You can stop by here, R&R RV, drop off your non-perishable food items. We have volunteers waiting to load those, by the way.
And you can text food to 509-441-0999.
Yeah, let's go.
We got a Mustang in the house.
Mustang in the house. Mustang in the house.
Chicka. Wonder what she's going to deliver. Let's see.
Stuff.
What does she have?
She did a John L. Scott food drive in her neighborhood.
Oh.
Really? You did it since October 1st.
Well, we need
wow.
To, we need to
open good for up. You. Well done.
We need to open up the...
Yes, we do.
Yeah. Oh,
you can just stack it on the table if you want.
Man.
Look at that. She is so prepared.
Yeah, she got
of course she is.
A lot of junk in her trunk.
Okay, Kevin.
Well, she does.
On that note, I think we'll take a quick break
here.
Food.
It's food, Kevin.
Yeah.
It's not junk.
Well.
So you can stop by and you create your own food drive like that, or you can just, if you're like, dang it, I wasn't quite that organized. That's okay. Most of
us
aren't.
Doesn't matter. Yeah.
And you can text 509-441-0999. Just text the word food. We'll send you back a link. We got a $10,000 day ahead of us, and we're less than an hour and 40 minutes from wrapping it up.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The 29th annual Jay and Kevin Food Drive on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Brought to you in part by Northern Quest Resort and Casino and BECU. Now, live from R&R RV, 525 East Francis, here are Jay and Kevin.
All right, we are back as we're getting ready to, it's the final push.
It's the final countdown.
Yeah, I have something to show you. Before we get
I got something to show you, too.
I bet you do.
No. No.
I can't. Now I'm on Kevin James, and I don't want to be Kevin James. I want to be Jay and Kevin.
Diane, is that correct, Steve?
Yes.
Diane from John L. Scott. She's the one who donated all that food from John
awesome.
L. Scott.
That was a cool
and,
idea.
And a challenge to all other John L. Scott. I'd go all realtors. I mean, why not?
Yeah, why not? And it's also, it was her birthday today, huh?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
A one, a two, a three.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Diane. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, I got that look from Monty.
Yeah, I never seen anybody run to a microphone so fast when we started singing.
Yeah, Warren's like, hey, all of a sudden I pay attention.
I think he broke a hip coming over. You might need a new one. You need another one.
I need another new one.
We will get to our buddy Tom here in just a moment.
Yeah, he's so
But
nice.
I just received this. Jay and Kevin
Stop
show.
Stop it.
Maverick is very excited to come and see you.
Well, I'm excited to see
and
Maverick.
It looks like he has cash in both hands. So Mav is on the way.
Gosh.
One of our favorite donators every year.
I'm excited about this.
You haven't met Maverick yet, right?
No, I haven't.
Okay. He's a great kid.
Maverick makes me emotional.
Yeah, he does. He gets it. You know what's weird, Jay? Maverick's in
seventh. He looks like a grown-up, too.
He's in seventh grade now.
How tall is he?
About 4 inches taller than you.
Oh, yeah.
So he's almost 5 foot.
You know what? You and Maverick are both he's a little guy.
Do you think he wants to be on my basketball team?
Yeah. Probably.
That'd be fun.
Under 5 foot league. It'll be great.
Yeah.
Should be great. Tom came by and made a substantial donation, as he always does.
Every year, man.
H2O Well Service, baby. How involved is he? Holy smokes. When he was talking about the stuff he's involved in.
He's board of directors.
It is.
He's a giver.
And not only of...
I mean, time is... It's hard to give time at some point. You know what I mean? You get to the point where you get tapped out. But
he's also a giver of compliments, apparently, too, to Monty.
Yeah,
he did. He said Monty was good looking.
Very good looking.
Hmm. He's like, you're not nearly as ugly as they say you are.
Is that a compliment or is that? I couldn't quite decipher that.
Yeah, I felt like it was a compliment. Yeah,
that's not what he said. He would never say anything like that. He's so nice. He's such a nice person.
He really is, and he's one of those guys that I think is very generous with donations to a lot of different places.
He's had
a very blessed life and tries to give back as much as he can. And what happens with that is, you get real involved donating to these places.
Yeah.
And then someone says, hey, Tom.
You should.
You ever think about being on the board of directors?
At the UGM?
And then you kind of can't help it, right?
Before
you know it, you're involved with a bunch of stuff.
You know why you would get along with Tom, Bruce? I'll tell you at least one reason why you'd get along with Tom.
Why would that be?
He said, he was talking about hunting. I said, he has a little place, they go hunting.
Mm-hmm.
And Kevin said, well, how often do you go hunting? He goes, well, it's not as much anymore. It's more camping. Yeah. Camping with a gun than it is hunting.
Well.
I mean, you can kind of relate to that, can't you?
A little bit.
Yeah. It's kind of how it goes sometimes.
The gun's getting heavier every year.
Need somebody to carry this doggone thing for me just in case. He's a gun caddy. Let's get Tom to back it. He's good. Tom, thank you for that. H2O Well Service, thank you. Extremely generous. And BECU's in for a nice match on that. Yes, sir?
So you think I should use the 308 or the 302?
Got a bag full. They're just pulling it out, depending on the distance and what you're hunting and all the rest of that. So thank you to Tom. Appreciate that. We are still pushing hard. We got less than 90 minutes to go. So, if you've been thinking about, and like Tom said, he's like, I was going to come Tuesday, and then,
that's
what life happens.
Stuff happened, and it's that way for so many of us.
Oh, no question.
And the one thing that we would ask you is, listen, if you were someone who was planning on coming here today or yesterday, and it's just not going to happen, we still need you to donate.
Absolutely.
We still need to make over $10,000 today, and so that simply means that we just need your help.
Yeah.
And you can do it online, or you could simply do this. Text the word food.
Food.
To 509-441-0999. One time for my people in the back. Bruce?
Text food at 509-441-0999.
And for all the little people, Warren, let me hear it one time,
brother. Let's go, Warren. Come on.
For all the little people, let me hear it.
Go ahead. You want to say it? I'm going to grab that mic.
How is it?
I don't know why. Is this your first day?
Yeah.
How is it so hard?
Oh, you mean text food to 509-441-0999.
Well, you said for all my people in the back, and he was literally turned around and wondered who was behind him because he's like, oh, gosh, who's in the back over there? Oh, it's Ray and Lori. They're not really in the back. They're kind of in the middle. I don't know why I should do that.
Why
and I also don't know why he sounds like Bruce all the time.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep the hype going.
Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh darn, there's nobody in the back over there. What the heck is he talking about?
And let's bring it home, Monty. Bring it home, Monty. What do the people need to do?
And on behalf of Doc G, they need to text food to 509-441-0999.
Make your donation. Make a difference.
Yeah. I like what you did there.
Yeah.
Let's give it up for Kevin, guys.
Yeah.
And for all my people in the back.
The 29th annual Jay and Kevin Food Drive on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Brought to you in part by Northern Quest Resort and Casino and BECU. Now, live from R&R RV, 525 East Francis, here are Jay and Kevin.
Forget about Jay and Kevin. Maverick's here. What's up, buddy?
Oh, man, this guy is like a yearly favorite for us.
No question.
How many years, Maverick, have you been donating?
This is my 8th year here now.
No way. Really?
8th year.
And you are 13 now?
I'm 12 now. I'm going to turn 13 this year.
Nice.
Wow.
So you were just a little four-year-old little boy.
Yeah.
Who first came here with your mom.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Oh.
How's things?
It's good. It's good. It's been running the business.
Running the business? Like all good 12-year-olds.
What business are you running?
I sell eggs for $5 a dozen, and like at the store, they're like $6, and they're not good. And so I kind of sell good eggs.
He's a good egg selling good eggs. That's how it works.
That's how it is.
So you've been busy running the business.
Yeah.
Who are your customers? Like people you know, or do you like? How do you do that?
So we have some people we know, but then we also have this big printing business, and they've been buying like 26 dozen. And so, it's a lot of eggs.
How many eggs do you think you sell in like a week or whatever?
In a week, so we donate every Monday, so there might be at like 30.
Okay, wow.
Okay.
That's a lot of, how many chickens do you have?
Yeah, I was going to ask how many chickens you have, Maverick.
We have over 100 chickens.
No way.
100 chickens?
Wow.
Yeah, we have too many chickens.
Do you keep getting more? Is that what's happening?
Yes, every year we keep getting more and more, and we haven't gotten rid of our chickens, so we have 3 years of chickens, and the third...
Mom is shaking her head. Yes, that's all true. Yeah.
Is the coop pretty big? I mean, it's a good-sized coop, huh?
Yeah, we started out with a smaller coop, but then we found this, like, secret spot next to our old... And so we cut it in, and we made a chicken run, like...
Oh, yeah. So they can go to the other one. Yeah, they go back and forth. Yeah, that's cool.
Man.
Way to go, Mom.
That's a lot of work. So are you doing most of that work?
Well, I do water, and I get eggs, and my mom does the food, and I keep the money. My mom pays for the food, which I'm very grateful for.
Yes, I bet you are.
Is your mom a pretty good employee?
Yeah. She's pretty good.
She's like, thanks a lot. Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
Well, you're hiding something under the table. Yeah, what do you got
Maverick,
there?
Are we doing egg money this year?
Yeah,
what do we got
so
going on?
We have a shop party money, so normally we get a little more.
Right.
So this year we made a total of $371 for the food drive.
That's awesome. Wow.
$371.
Well done, my friend.
And this year I wanted to donate $500 personally. So,
what?
Yep.
Are you kidding me, buddy?
Nope.
Just all yours?
Yep, all mine.
What are you doing, my friend?
So now wait, the $500 is from you.
Yep.
Probably from chicken egg sales and whatever else. Who knows what else you got going on?
Yeah, right. He's an entrepreneur.
Yeah, exactly.
Clearly.
He's in junior high now, and I can just see him wheeling and dealing. Mom's going to get a call from the principal.
And we're selling pencils for $10. I don't know what's happening. Kids don't even use them anymore, but he's selling them for 10 bucks.
And so then this money came from where?
That money came from my stepdad has a shop party every year. This was the 14th or 13th anniversary of the shop party.
Okay.
And so I charge $5 for parking, and so I stand at the entrance, and some people will just drive off, but then I'll take a picture of their license plate, and then I'll remember it. And so
you're going hunt them down.
I go and hunt them down, and I go and I'll be like, "Hey, $5."
It's going to a good
cause. It's all for a good cause, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But like this year, I forgot. I didn't just say like I didn't tell them like it was for a food drive like right away.
Sure.
Like, but if they asked, I did.
Yeah.
If they didn't ask, then I didn't.
Right.
And
so
they were like, "What is he spending the money on now, you know?" And I was like, I mean, I'm
this
not
little kid,
it.
You're like, I'm not spending like, it on
donating
me.
Donating it.
Yeah, I'm donating it.
Buddy, that is extremely generous.
That's awesome. I actually,
you're a good dude.
Oh.
The shop party this year, I got to be a part of.
You did the DJ music?
Yeah, I got to DJ the shop party this year, which is an impressive party, by the way. But Maverick was, when I pulled up, he was standing there in his little, high-vis jacket.
Nice.
And he starts to stop me, and then he realizes who it is, and he goes, "Never mind, go ahead, you're part of the show."
I, I also forgot. My mom wanted to donate some money. I told her to remind me because I would forget, but I just remembered.
And then accidentally she donated
$200.
Awesome. Oh, thank you, well mom. Done. That's pretty generous from you guys. So, well, you can do the math on that one, Kevin. That's $1,000, a little
that
more.
That is $1,000. Yeah.
Wow. Awesome, wow. My friend. Very generous
You're
of you.
You're a good man, Maverick.
You are a good dude.
Thank you.
Thanks for always being part of this for us. You're our favorite. We look forward to seeing you every year. You know that, right? Yeah.
Don't ever get too cool for us, because you're already there, but...
Yeah, I feel like at some point you're going to be like, Mom, Jay and Kevin are kind of nerdy. I don't really want to go there. They're a bunch of old guys, so... Don't ever do that, okay?
Okay, I'll try not to.
You're the best, man. Thanks. We're going to take a couple pictures, if you don't mind.
Okay.
All right, we'll be right back.
The
Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The 29th annual Jay and Kevin Food Drive on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Brought to you in part by Northern Quest Resort and Casino and BECU. Now, live from R&R RV, 525 East Francis, here are Jay and Kevin.
All right, back here live. Phil is here from Northern Quest Resort and Casino. Yeah, let's go. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing great, man.
Yeah, it's good to see you.
I also think it's funny because, you know, Phil and Northern Quest, they match.
Yep.
All the donations between 7 and 8 each day.
Again this
and
year.
And speaking of matching, I never get tired of Phil's outfits.
Yeah.
I never do, Phil.
Well, thank you, man.
What is your closet like?
Ooh, my wife thinks I have several closets. And I take up too many in the house. And she has to organize them.
Yeah.
Yeah, she does a great job.
That is.
But he's one of those guys that doesn't miss a detail. It's like the jacket, then there's another jacket under it, and then there's the hat, and they all, it's just.
Right.
It's a cold morning.
Yeah, it is cold.
I had to put on the hat because I walked out the door, and I thought, man, my head's cold. Because I ain't got much hair on top.
Yeah, it makes
my head cold.
Yeah.
And it made me think about what you guys are doing. And that's, you know, helping people during this time of year. It's not just being cold, but it's being hungry.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, you guys have always stepped up with all that. Oh, look at these little kids. Hi, guys. How are you? Oh, wait.
Yay.
Trick or treat.
That's obviously for Kevin. What's your name, honey?
Charlie.
Thank you, Charlie.
Charlie, how old are you? 7 years old.
Seven.
All right, Charlie, seven. Your little sister doesn't want to come any closer. I don't blame her. There's a scary man. Yeah, the scary man. What's your sister's name, honey? Ellie?
Ella.
And the little tiny one is handheld. What's your little sister's name? Amelia.
What a crew.
That's awesome. Thank you guys for doing that. Very nice.
Oh, that was great.
Appreciate that. You guys are the best. Thank you for the candy. Very sweet. I love them when they get the kids involved with us. Isn't that great?
The whole community.
I know, exactly. And that's kind of how you feel. I don't know. I'm sure you think the same thing in that, where that's how you build it. Yeah. You know, you start it when they're young like that. You can kind of teach them as, what are we doing? Why are we doing it? You know?
Well, you created a following, 29 years.
Yeah.
That is great. So, I'm trying to think about how many years we've been with you.
Oh, boy, I don't even know. It feels like forever.
I feel like it's at least 15.
I would think that's right, yeah.
And it's been a great partnership and helping the community and helping those that are hungry during this time.
Well, you guys always give back so much. I mean, I'm sure most people don't even know the extent of the generosity from Northern Quest. And
it's over 24, 25 million in the last 24 years.
That's so great.
Opened, and it's been a, we've always wanted to be great community partners.
Yeah.
We wanted to be part of this community, let people know that we care about the community, and just be a big part of it.
Yeah. Well, that's amazing. That's crazy. That's a crazy amount.
And it shows. I mean, they
absolutely
do it pretty much any time we've asked for something, they're like, we can do that.
Yeah.
That's a good
How's the rest of your world going? You guys got anything new out there? It feels like every time I turn around, I got something new to go to.
Well, yeah, I still think we're trying to get people to know about our smaller casino, too. We have a Kalispell Casino up on the Ponderay River, just north of Cusick, Washington, on Highway 20. And then it's a great little spot if you're ever driving through and you just need to pull over. It's got a nice little restaurant.
That area up there. Yeah. Can you find a more beautiful place?
Oh, no. It's great. Even the views outside there. We were talking to our chairman. If we ever build anything a little bit bigger, like a hotel or something, he says, you guys got to build a restaurant on top just so we can enjoy all the views.
Yeah, it is.
A good call. That's a really good call.
And then we're opening, you know, on our property out at Northern Quest is building supply opened already. And then we're, it's a 75,000 square foot hardware store. And then Yokes is opening on Monday.
Okay.
So those are opening on our property right behind our C store and Highway 2.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
that is.
Those
okay.
are big things.
I did not realize that was, you know, tribal property there. That's
yeah.
Boy, those, that Yokes store, it's so needed. Oh, that was, yeah. I mean, I've gone yeah. to Yokes for years and years, yeah. but it's like one of those where you're like, oh, that's going to be beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they built a nice building.
Yeah.
Both those properties did. They both look great.
Very nice.
And,
okay.
Yeah, opening soon.
That's awesome.
And, yeah. And we, you know, like I said, just like to help the community.
Yeah.
Okay. This year you guys had like 30, no, how many concerts? Do we know the number?
27?
27 concerts for the outdoor summer.
Yeah, with a
series.
Great variety of concerts where yeah. Different genres, you know, and attract different groups of people.
Yeah.
Great.
Is that like the limit, or are we just going to be like, nah, we'll just keep adding more?
I don't think it's the limit. I think others get worn out and say, hey, you know,
that's Julie's like, yes, it's the limit.
that it's a lot of work for a lot of people.
Sure.
They do a great job. And our employees, I actually believe they enjoy doing it. They get out there, and a lot of them volunteer to help out in the outside concerts, even though they have jobs inside. Just because they like being around it, and it's a great atmosphere.
For sure.
There's not a bad seat in the place.
No.
You know, we get some great acts, and you know, we've partnered with Live Nation, and they're really bringing us some good acts to.
Yeah, I was out there a lot this year. I think I saw everyone I could see. So,
I was sad. I told Julie, I'm like, I did not make it to one show this summer.
I picked up your slack this year, bud. I got you.
What was your favorite?
I like Walker Hayes only because I like Walker a lot as a person.
He's just
such a good human, and you know, we've kind of had a long relationship with him. He came into the studio when he basically didn't have anything, you know. And his story's great, and he's a big family guy. So you know, I was just excited to see him just because, as a human being, I really enjoy him.
Nice,
I
really enjoyed Randy Bachman just because. You know, he had the BTO, he played those songs, but he was also in the Guess Who, so he played all those songs.
I was going to say, his catalog of music's pretty deep.
And he told great stories.
Oh, that's awesome.
At 84 years old, he's up there, and he just...
That's crazy.
Oh, my gosh. Any of those guys that are in their 80s or whatever and still performing, you're like, how?
Yeah. I just love it.
They just do it.
Yeah. No, it's great.
That's wild.
What was Willie this year when he came to town? 90-something?
94, I think. Yeah.
He's getting up there.
Right?
It's getting up there. Yeah, that's getting up
there. Well, you better really love it at 94, you know. That's or 84 or 74 or 64, you know.
Bonus plan.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. Well, thanks again, man. Appreciate it. Always being here for us and being here for the community. You guys have been exceptional, and I love our partnership, so thank you for that.
No, we really appreciate doing it. And like I said, just sitting here seeing just the people coming in, those lovely little girls, and Maverick before this, just great community.
How about that, kid?
You guys have really done something great.
Oh, thank you. How about that Maverick kid, huh?
Oh,
holy smokes.
I know. Phil's already like got mom's number so he can be like, we're hiring this kid.
This kid's an entrepreneur.
That's the kind of kid you get in your business.
Yeah, he should be in marketing.
Yeah,
right
seriously. Yeah, he's like, you pay me $5 to park. You know, he's like chasing people down.
That was great.
Well, Phil, thanks again. Appreciate it. Good to see you.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll be right back.
KXLY-FM, Spokane, Coeur d'Alene, Post Falls.
This is Spokane and North Idaho's country leader, the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.